Building a business may feel like a big jump, but OnDeck Small Business Loans can help keep you afloat. With lines of credit up to $100,000 and term loans up to $250,000, OnDeck lets you choose the loan that's right for your business. As a top-rated online small business lender, OnDeck's team of loan advisors can help you find the right business loan to fit your needs. Visit OnDeck.com for more information. Depending on certain loan attributes, your business loan may be issued by OnDeck or Celtic Bank. OnDeck does not lend in North Dakota. All loans and amounts subject to lender approval.
Your word is formaldehyde.
Can you use it in a sentence?
As you're sitting in your basement, you hit your vape, but then your mom walks in, freaks out, and starts listing the toxic chemicals you could be inhaling into your body, like formaldehyde, which she singles out because it's the same chemical used to preserve your Uncle Rico's funky-smelling taxidermied fox. Formaldehyde. Vaping can expose you to toxic chemicals like formaldehyde. No need to spell it out any more than that. Brought to you by The Real Cost and FDA.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
All right, we're going to be talking about planning for Christmas, getting the Prezi's survival for the next 10 days. Jennifer Sheehan from the Irish Examiner is with us. She's a columnist there, also former Home of the Year winner. Also with us is Cole Campbell, Bewley's MD. Bewley's, which has DJs now.
We do, yes, on in the evening. So
DJs,
that's right, a bit of music.
We start to go nightclubby.
Yeah, it does. And it's very, very popular, I have to say. And we do events as well where, you know, people would sort of bring their whole company in for to celebrate Christmas.
Is this up in the attic in your sort of performance space? Or
yeah, the theatre. I mean, like, that's the genesis of it. The Cafe Theatre, it's 25 years running now this year. Yeah, it absolutely is. We won an award last year from Business to Arts. It's gone from strength to strength.
How busy are you at the moment this Christmas?
Oh my gosh, we're up.
Taking you as bellwether for the city.
Yeah, I think probably Bewley's is a bellwether for the city. And on that basis, the city is doing very well. I think that they, since we turned on the lights there in the middle of November, things have gone from strength to strength. We're up 30-40% on last year, and we're over what we used to be taking in 2019.
Touch wood, don't look at it too closely in case it goes away, all of that. Now, Jennifer, we have 10 days? My maths is never good, but I think we're in about the 10-day range. If we haven't already done the Christmas shopping, how do we get through it? What's your recommendation?
I'll just go to Bewley's and buy tickets to the theatre. I mean, we're done. Cut to ads. Off we go home.
Send us the cheque for the ad after this call. Other than that, Jennifer.
Look, I'm going to be honest. I haven't a present bought. Like, not one. I am the worst, but I have a list. So this is not the most helpful thing for the next 10 days, but always start with a list. This is what I do, right? I keep a list in my phone of every single person I have to buy a present for. I have this all year round. And every time somebody mentions something that they like or they want to do or a place they want to go or a book they
all
want to read, I just make a little note of it in my notes app. And sure, come birthdays, come Christmas, all you have to do is buy all the stuff that's written in the app. So that's not helpful for the next 10 days.
No.
But I think there's a whole bunch of stuff you can do. Can't go wrong with food, right? Hampers, you know, such an easy thing to do. Fabulous ones from Bewley's. I always think vouchers are fine, but just be a bit careful about what you're getting. Don't get something too generic.
Yeah. See, I'm looking for like a one for all. An old hamper that you get it and you think, oh, this looks fab. And then you open it up and you realize it's a pot of pate and a bottle of something and just straw.
Or like
90% straw.
Big chutney. Yeah. They're like, where do I put this?
You know? Put this in a bag and it'd be one of those, it'd fit in a Ziploc.
But a lot of places will let you make up a hamper. Mm. So you can just get a few little ranges of wine or, you know, pick the things that you want and then they'll put it in the basket for you. And then, sure, if it's half straw, it doesn't matter until the person opens it.
Yeah, I think people like the experience. They like that sort of, like in tech circles, they call it unboxing, that sort of sense of, oh, I got, you know, like this thrill. I mean, if someone gave you a pate and a bottle of wine, you know, it's kind of like, but if it's presented beautifully, big ribbon to take off, I think that experience, and people are looking for that. They have, you know, maybe a good life at home, but this idea, you're getting a hamper and it's just that.
You strike me as the type of person, Cole, who has never done their Christmas shopping in the local Esso on Christmas Eve and handed it over in a plastic bag. You haven't lived till you've done that. What about stuff you've made yourself, Jennifer? Because I have made this mistake where I spent a lot of effort making Christmas puddings and they were the single greatest Christmas puddings that has ever been seen by man. And people reacted to them like, ah, oh, thanks very much. I was like, that took me 4 days.
I think homemade presents are that's my favorite thing ever to get. It's so, so, so nice. Mm. Anything baked, like you can't go wrong with anything baked, even if it looks crap, even if it looks really homemade and messy, it doesn't matter.
It should look homemade.
They do. It should look homemade, yeah, exactly. The other thing I love, love, love making, and it's such a handy one for last minute, is making little cookie jars. So you get a recipe for your favourite cookies. You get just an empty jar. You're definitely going to have one lying around the house. You need a big enough one. Mm. And then you layer the dry ingredients in it. So it looks really, really pretty. And you can put in things like Christmassy, you know, red and white or red and green M&Ms or peppermint bark or something like that. Mm. And then you write the recipe for it on the outside of the cookie jar and you tie it around. And it's such an easy present. So you don't even have to do the baking yourself. The recipient does the baking, but they've basically got cookies ready to go.
It's time intensive though.
It takes you 10 minutes.
Yeah, but that's for one person. How many of them am I going to, like, if I went online, probably get it all delivered in 20.
But the love wouldn't be in it.
They'll never know. They'll look at the price tag. You can buy your way out of it. Where do you draw the line, Cole, on the people for whom you are buying? Is it immediate family? Is it friends? How many concentric circles do you have to go out to still feel good about yourself?
Well, we have three Chris Kindles. And we like you're talking
within about, the family.
My immediate family, my kids, and then there's my sibs and my parents, and then there's a kind of a cousin group, and we kind of rationalised that, you know, you want to get quality rather than quantity, and it's terrific to get a gift, but lots of tat, not so much.
The thing is, in every family, there is the degenerate sibling who's no use at anything, and there is the really good, conscientious one. What if you get the wrong one in the Christmas?
Yeah. That's Christmas.
The Russian roulette is Christmas.
Absolutely.
There's a version of Chris Kindle called White Elephant. Do you ever hear that one?
No.
It turns into war games, but you can swap your presents.
Oh, I like
and
this.
It's a game, yeah. It's a game where it is basically Chris Kindle, but there's an option at every turn to swap the present for something else, and it turns into a scrap, and it's great.
So swap the present with somebody else's present.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
but you only get one chance to do it. So it's in a kind of round robin. I mean, their hearts will be broken. It's a terrible idea, but it's really fun.
It sounds brilliant.
Last thing then is give us a bit of advice on navigating town. We were talking earlier on about the supports that are available. Is it getting hectic and a bit crazy in the centre of the cities as we stand, Cole?
I think there's a great buzz about it. Definitely the thing is sort of getting into town early if you want sort of like clear shops and you have a clear idea of what you're doing. But then as you go along, a lot of people, like, it's a huge thing now where people come into town, not just to shop, but also then for drink afterwards and for a bite to eat, for coffee. And it's a social element to it as well. And I'd say, you know, just plan that and take this time out in the thing. You know, it doesn't have to be a chore.
What's the last day before Christmas that you can still effectively plan for getting a present done?
Depends on what you're getting, because you can get anything online. So I think if you're really stuck and it's the last day before Christmas and you can't face going into town, get something like a magazine subscription or season tickets, or there's a lot of flower shops will do a weekly or a monthly flower subscription. So your recipient gets a fresh bunch of flowers. It's great for businesses because, you know, they have business all year round. You look really, really thoughtful. Your present pays off, you know, 12 fold. That's the last thing. The other thing I'll say is books. Go into a bookstore, even if it's busy. It's such a lovely place to be. And yeah, I think the best thing to do, like, books are great. They're a bit generic. Put a note in it and say, this is why I thought you'd like this book. And your present has gone from good to amazing.
Genius. Jennifer Sheehan, Irish Examiner columnist, and Cole Campbell, Bewley's MD. Thank you both very much. We'll be back after this break.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Break.
A touch of formaldehyde, a pinch of acetaldehyde, a splash of acrolein makes the perfectly evil vape cloud.
Vaping can expose you to a toxic mix of chemicals. Know the real cost of vapes. Brought to you by the FDA.